What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Sports Podcast. It's Sam and JJ here with another episode. I think it's the third one we've done together. And today we've got actually a lot to talk about with the NFL, a little bit outside of that, but mostly NFL because the new league year is just about to start with free agency. And the legal tampering period actually begins on March 15th. Which is the day after we're recording this. And so free agency is going to start really soon. And that's always a super exciting time in the league. So I expect a lot of big signings. There's a lot of free agents out there. So we're going to break a lot of that down. But there's actually a lot of news around the league. First with Drew Brees retiring today. What do you think about that, JJ?
Well, Drew Brees, in my opinion, has been through a lot of just, like, horrible endings to his seasons. Like, literally being, like, the one seed and then, like, first round or divisional round exit. So, I think, like, the stress just kind of, like, took over on him and just, like, he was, I think he was just mentally worn down from just having, like, all these letdowns every single year. So, I don't blame him, to be honest.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, all of Saints Nation definitely feels for him and all that type of stuff. I mean, he got them their, I think, their only Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously an amazing career for him. Wish he got more rings, but he had so many records. I mean, unfortunately, Tom Brady is still there, though, and he's probably going to come for all of them, but he'll have at least second in most of the records for a very long time. So congratulations to Drew Brees. I think we all saw it coming, even though he just announced it today. But actually, there's more news with the Saints. Taysom Hill got an enormous extension. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was actually talking to my brother, so I don't know. There's literally no way he's going to be the quarterback, so
Jameis Winston is likely to be their starting quarterback.
Yeah, so I guess maybe they're planning on running more trickery since obviously Jameis Winston doesn't have as a reliable arm as Drew Brees does. So I think they're going to mix it up more, so that's why they're giving that extension.
Yeah, it's a really confusing deal. It's like 4 years, $140 million or something, but like it saves them about $7 million this year, and it's like fully voidable or something, so like they can just get rid of it whenever they want. So I honestly, that's a little bit too advanced for my NFL economics knowledge, but
yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it's good for the Saints this year and probably for the future. So I don't want to overreact to it, honestly, because it probably won't matter too much.
Yeah, no, not really many teams like have like that Taysom Hill factor to like their offense. Like Taysom Hill literally does it all, and not many teams have that, and that makes like that like really diversifies the Saints to Saints offense to a lot of other offensive teams in the NFL.
Yeah, they're definitely unique for having that type of gadget player.
Mm.
So JJ Watt was signed pretty recently. We haven't talked about that yet. JJ to the Cardinals. I thought he would go to like the Chiefs or the Bills, but he winds up with the Cardinals, and I mean, it's a decent fit. He was obviously recruited by DeAndre Hopkins, and he got paid, I think, $15.5 million per year, which is probably more than he would have been paid elsewhere. But does he really have a chance at a Super Bowl here? I'm not really sure. What do you think he does, JJ?
Well, in our last episode, I remember I said that the Cardinals was the number one spot where I wanted JJ Watt to go to. And now he's on the Cardinals. I think that, yes, they do have a chance at the Super Bowl. Maybe not this season, but I have faith in Kyler Murray. And as long as he develops well, they have targets. They have a decent offense. Their defense now got a big plus with J.J. Watt. DeAndre Hopkins obviously still doing his thing. So, I like the Cardinals for the playoffs and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, I mean it's a tough division though, honestly. And they didn't even make the playoffs this past season. So, I don't know. I just look at it and I think like he'd have a higher chance with the Bills, the Chiefs, the Packers, maybe even the Browns, honestly. But I mean they're definitely a good team and they're a fun team to watch. So I hope they do well. Oh, what else were we talking about? March Madness today, and I know you don't pay attention to that too much, but I'll talk a little bit about it. I
Yeah, I got
think,
the brackets up.
yeah, I think Gonzaga is. I don't see any team beating them this year. They're 26-0, and they just have, I believe, four reliable scoring options. With a J, I think it's Joel Ajayi is his name. Jalen Suggs, who's a top NBA prospect. Drew Timmy and Corey Kispert. Those guys are all beasts. And I think they got Andrew Nembhard, who he was a stud with Florida earlier in his career. So he's coming off the bench for them, I think. So just a diverse group of weapons. And I really, they haven't been beaten to this point. They've played some really good teams. And I don't see them being beaten. I mean, that's just, if you're listening to this podcast, I would advise taking Gonzaga for all the way. Illinois would actually be my second team, though. They absolutely
Illinois.
showed out today against Ohio State. Kofi Coburn, big man, gets the boards. Io, oh man, I'm gonna butcher his name. It's like Desonmu or something like that. Absolute beast. He's averaging 20 plus points per game. Does it all really for them. And so those two, that's a duo there. They've got a solid team overall. My second option would be Illinois, and I'll probably have those two in the finals. I actually haven't seen, maybe they'd meet earlier in the Final Four, but they're both one seeds and both really safe bets. So those are my top two teams. Do you have any input there?
Not really. I mean, I followed March Madness and stuff, and like when Lonzo in 2016, or it might have been 17
Yeah.
actually. Yeah, I think it was 17 when like UCLA and that stacked draft class to, and it turned out like really the only
Yeah.
great player you got out of that was maybe Jason Tatum. But
Yeah, Darren
and
Fox was there too. Bam
yeah,
Adebayo.
Donovan Mitchell.
Kentucky. Yeah, that was a great year for college basketball. UCLA was a
So
great team.
entertaining.
Kentucky was great. North Carolina was great. Duke was great. Who won that year though? I'm gonna have to look that up because
I think it
that's gonna
was
kill me. But
Texas. It might have been, nah. Oh, yeah, that's gonna kill me too.
I'll look it up while you keep talking about
Yeah, nah.
March Madness.
Gonzaga's been staying relevant though. I mean, I always see them. They normally make it far. In a bracket, so that is like I like I guess that's I give props to Gonzaga about that. I don't really know anything about the like the people they have now.
That was the year UNC won with like Luke
That's
May, all those
right.
guys.
That's
Yeah,
right.
that was a,
It's
and they
crazy.
beat Gonzaga that year, so that was a great year for college basketball. But I think Gonzaga will be back this year. I think I'll have them in every single bracket, and I haven't filled mine out yet, but that's who I'm gonna have winning it. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, that happened today, by the way, day of recording. We could talk about some other recent news with extensions and NFL free agency. Cam Newton was extended this week as a Patriots
Yeah.
fan. I like it. I like
Same.
it
I
as
like it
long as
too. I was just an
we,
NFL fan.
yeah, as long as we draft a quarterback or get somebody to develop after that, honestly. I would really like to trade up for Justin Fields or Trey Lance now. I don't think Mac Jones would really fit behind Cam Newton, but if we had Cam Newton and Lance or Fields, I think that would be fantastic. So, I would really like that.
Yeah, no, Cam Newton's a hard worker, and it really sucked to see him like get hurt a lot this season and just underperform. So I'm happy that the Pats gave him like a second chance kind of and extended
Yeah.
him. And like you
Yeah, I'm happy
said,
too.
they need to get someone behind him that's young so that they could develop.
Yep. And we also have to get him weapons too now with all our money. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll really see what he can do now with a full off season and hopefully more weapons, but he's not gonna have many excuses after this year though. So, I, as a Patriots fan, hope he shows out. And I mean, if we can get a young guy to develop under him, that would be even better. But I like that. And next, we have Aaron Jones re-signing today for 4 years, $48 million with the Packers. I didn't think that was going to happen. I don't know about you, but I didn't think that was going to happen since they drafted A.J. Dillon in the 2020 draft in the second round. And he looked really, really good for them against the Titans. And I thought they were just going to say, you know, here's our backfield. You have the keys to our offense, basically. But they didn't. They re-signed Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones' agent actually said he took a bit less money to stay in Green Bay. And so, yeah, I mean, he definitely wants to win a title there.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. But well, let's hear your take on it, too.
Well, no, I think nowadays, like, having a two running back set is really is a great, like, threat to have on offensive end because you can run so many, like, passing plays, like, screens behind in the backfield. Obviously, like, read options, triple options, like, all that type of stuff. So, I like the fact that Aaron Jones re-signed and also the fact that he's loyal to the Packers. I'm not a fan of snakes. So, yeah, no, I'm happy he re-signed.
Ooh, that could lead into some stuff later.
Yeah, you know the vibes? We get negative. You can save it, though.
Save that. Oh, that's funny. So, I mean, yeah, Aaron Jones is back. That's good for the Packers overall, but I didn't see it coming. We'll see how they manage those two. But, yeah, good double threat there in their backfield. Also, Dak Prescott got an extension since our last podcast. 4 years for $160 million.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money. That's the second highest paid contract for quarterbacks in NFL history. So, really, it's the Cowboys' own fault that they had to pay that much. I mean, it feels like Dak extension talks have been going on for the past 2 years, so
yeah,
they could have signed him when normal value was $35 million a year, maybe even less than that, like $33 or $32 million, but they waited all the way till now, and so they have to pay him $40 million per year. So I mean,
after an injury, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, at least they didn't waste a year of that contract
with for sure.
an injury, I guess, but I don't know. I mean, maybe in an alternate universe where he signs the contract, he doesn't get injured at all. So, I mean, I think it's the Cowboys' fault for waiting that long and now having a QB off a big ankle injury coming on a $40 million a year contract.
Yeah, I was not expecting this to happen, actually, because Jerry Jones, like, he just likes to throw his quarterbacks under the bus, so I was not expecting that at all, especially after an injury.
Keep going, because I'm going to agree with what you're saying, so keep going.
It kind of feels to me like the Cowboys are kind of desperate, and they didn't want to have to go through that finding a new quarterback process, so they just threw all the money they could at, like, Dak Prescott, and then, like, I don't know, it felt like an act of desperation to me.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I mean, they waited this long. I mean, they had to. I wish he left. I mean, I don't really. Yeah. Nobody really likes the Cowboys that much. I don't think Jerry Jones and their ownership really deserves him. But at least he got the bag from them. That's the second best thing, I think.
Securing that bag. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Continue.
Oh, man. I mean, I wish. Imagine a sign and trade with Dak to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson. That would have shaken some stuff up and been interesting, I think.
I would have felt bad for Russ, bro. I would have felt bad for Russell Wilson, bro. That would have been bad.
Actually, honestly? I mean, I think the Cowboys' offensive line is better than the Seahawks' O-line, and their weapons are just as good, if not better. So I think I would have felt more bad for Dak, honestly, because he would land with a trash offensive line and, I mean, not the best offensive scheme. I think Wilson would have wanted that.
I don't know. If I were a quarterback in the NFL, I think the last team I want to play for is the Cowboys, personally. I just don't like the management up there.
That is true. But, I mean, Russ doesn't seem to be very happy with Seahawks management. That's another thing we haven't really talked about. So Deshaun and Russ seem to be disgruntled. Obviously, Deshaun seems a bit more disgruntled.
Clearly,
but it seems like the Texans want to hold on to him. So, I mean, I really
That's
don't know.
That's weird. That's a weird situation.
It is. He just signed an extension with them, and they're just fighting and clawing to keep him. Or they're just saying they're going to increase their leverage. I don't know, honestly. It is such an awkward situation.
Did you see the fine that he would receive for like every missed practice?
I did not, but I'm assuming it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I can't remember the specifics, but I just remember it was like in the millions. Yeah. For like missing a practice, literally.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the NFL, the ownership has a lot more power than the players,
especially as opposed
to like the NBA. Yeah, especially as opposed to the NBA, where players force trades and releases all the time. So I don't know. Deshaun might still be a Texan. He probably will be at this point. So I'm not gonna speculate too much on where he could go. But I kind of feel bad for him, honestly. Same with Russell Wilson. They haven't done a good job building around either of those guys.
Yeah, they haven't done anything. The Seahawks management hasn't done anything for Russell. Once they lost in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, after that, like, they haven't really done much. They just let their players go and tried not to really get anything back. So, about Deshaun Watson, if you request a trade, is there like a deadline that like the team has to like abide by your request, or like, I feel like that should be a thing in the NFL. Like,
no, not really. I mean, as I said before, I mean, the management, while he's under contract, has all the power. So, I mean, if they don't want to trade him, then they really don't have to, honestly. Like, I mean, he can just hold out. And as you said before, take all the fines. So, I mean, they don't have to abide by anything he tells them to do. I mean, they should, because his trade value will just plummet.
Yeah, exactly. But,
yeah, I don't know. It's just bad business by the Texans, honestly. Like, they could have just listened to their star player, but nope, they didn't do that. And now the consequences are happening, and they won't budge. So it's just a weird situation.
You know, Deshaun Watson's like, hey, yo, can I get a trade? And then the Texans are like, oh, no, we'll see you next Sunday. Like, it's, like, confusing.
Yeah, I mean, outwardly that's how it appears. But, I mean, who knows what's even going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, information, like, leaks, like, a month later. Like, monthly information. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just about it around the NFL. Now we're probably going to get into the predictions segment of this pod. And that's just going to be free agent predictions with the guys who actually are on the market. And we'll start with the quarterback position. That's Ryan Fitzmagic, who's probably the top quarterback. There's also Jameis Winston, but he's very likely to return to the Saints and be their starting quarterback, as reported by, I think it was Rappaport. So, JJ, where do you think Fitzmagic could end up?
NFL, the NFL app says the Patriots, and I would not like that at all. Mm. Like we agreed on, like, we want a young quarterback, you know?
Yeah, and I actually thought that was going to be the case, but then Cam Newton came back, so now I don't think that's going to be the case.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. I feel like, I hope the Dolphins, like, wait, so, I don't know. I feel like Fitzpatrick will just go to a team where kind of needs a quarterback. That's kind of how he's been. Surprised he hasn't, like, retired yet. Mentor. Yeah, exactly, like a mentor factor. Tyrod Taylor is also free agent quarterback. He might go to the...
Really?
Texans might pick him up. Mr. Punctured
the
Lung.
Texans? Wait, the Texans get Tyrod Taylor. That would be interesting.
Because it's then, like a back to trade.
Yeah. Mm. Then, I mean, for Fitzmagic, having the Patriots with Cam Newton back definitely limits his options. Maybe the Jaguars or the Jets, who could draft young quarterbacks.
If the Panthers
trade Bridgewater. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of, or maybe back with the Dolphins. I mean, if they're not fully confident with Tua, that's also a possibility. So few options there, but there's no clear landing spot really. And as for running backs, I was going to talk about Aaron Jones and how I thought he was going to leave, but he's staying with the Packers. So where does that leave us? There's Kenyon Drake, James Conner for running backs. I don't think either are super notable, though, honestly. So we can just go right to the receivers. Do you want to talk about Juju now?
Oh, would I?
Yeah. No. JJ's a Steelers fan, by the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the top two spots for Juju to land is primarily the Titans. I think he'd fit well in the Titans. And then secondary, I think the Jets would be a good fit just because the Jets have an insane amount of cap space. And I'm just going to give the guys props. Juju's probably the best number two receiver in the NFL. Was a horrible number one for the Steelers, though. I mean, yeah, I also have to knock the Steelers for not having a run game. But I'm happy that the Steelers got rid of Juju. I think I might have said this on the podcast. Maybe not, but I always think that the Steelers like to get away and get rid of those like toxic cancers on the teams, like Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders caused problems. Like they get rid of all those. They try to keep their chemistry good. So I'm happy that Juju's he's gone, hopefully. I don't want him back on the Steelers, man. That was hell. This year was horrible.
Oh man, yeah, he did vote on an Instagram poll that he was as good as gone.
That? Like what professional does that? Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. He probably doesn't represent the Steelers' gritty, tough brand very well. So I agree with their decision to probably let him go. They also don't have a ton of money, so I think it also makes sense financially. And they also have a few good receivers, so it makes a lot of sense. I think the Jets are probably the best option, but as you said before, he's a better number two receiver, and they don't really have a number one ahead of him. Mm. But that's really, I mean, teams with cap space include the Jaguars, the Jets, the Colts. Even the Patriots, but I mean, the Patriots already have a few good slot receivers like Myers and Edelman. So I wouldn't think he would be with us. I'd say I'd go with the Jets right now because I think they have the most money. It makes the most sense for a landing spot.
I hope he goes to the Jets. Could die
today. He deserves that banishment in my
opinion. Just like Le'Veon Bell, bro. Send him to the Jets. Send him to the Jets.
I forgot about that. He did go to the Jets. I wonder... Maybe Juju wouldn't want to after seeing what happened there. I don't know, honestly. PFF predicts him going to the Jets, though. So that's
I think as long as he's able to make TikToks and dance, I think he's happy.
That is true. That is Oh, man. Maybe I don't think he cares. Maybe the Giants. I mean, they don't need a slot receiver as
Giants
much.
Giants are down bad. They need everything.
They are.
They need everything, dude.
Yeah, because they released Golden Tate, so they do need a receiver pretty bad. And I actually have Kenny Golladay going to the Giants, so
that segues
us into the next one. That's also an interesting one. I think the Ravens are also a possible fit for him. He's my top free agent. He's just young. Great catch receiver.
Yep, production, too.
Yeah, could be a number one for any team that picks him up. And there are plenty of spots he could go. He could go to Miami. He could go to the Giants, who really, really like him. He could go to the Ravens, I think. The Ravens have just enough cap space to push all their chips into the center and go after him and get Lamar a real number one guy. And if I'm the Ravens, I'd do everything I can to do that because they're going to have to pay Lamar pretty soon. So... They have to figure out if he really is the passer, is a good passer in this league. And at this moment, I don't think you can fairly judge him as a passer because he's had really, really bad receivers for pretty much his entire time starting for Baltimore. So just like bottom tier group of wide receivers every single year. So if they get him a top guy and really test him – and see how he does with that. I think that would benefit them there too. So I think the Ravens should do everything they can, but ultimately I think the Giants will make a huge push for him and probably get him. I think Gettleman will be aggressive there. What do you think with the Colts?
No, I think the Colts are going to be one of the more active teams in free agency. But with the receiver, you have Curtis Samuel, you have Allen Robinson, Magic Marvin, and then Galladay, as you said. So you have a lot of options in the receiver position, and it's more of like who's a better fit. Obviously, Galladay is like the top receiver or just free agent in general. So, I think a lot of teams are going to aim after him. Like you said, the Ravens need a good wide receiver to make a final evaluation on Lamar Jackson and how much money they want to actually pay him.
Yeah, I actually thought the Colts were a strong contender at first, but then I realized just how little they've spent recently. You said they could be big spenders, which they could be. They got Carson Wentz. I could see them turning it up this year with that cap space, but they've had a top five amount of cap space for a few years straight and haven't done much outside of trading for DeForest Buckner and giving him a huge extension and now getting Carson Wentz. So, I don't know. They tend to be more of a conservative team, whereas Dave Gettleman and the Giants tend to be kind of aggressive when they want something. So, I think the Colts would be a perfect fit for him. And would be a very nice fit in terms of money and also just fit, as I said before. But I think the Giants or possibly the Ravens would be better, will be more willing to pursue him and give him a lot of money.
Yeah, it's all about that, too. It's all about the money in sports. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, especially this year, too.
Facts.
With COVID and stuff. Yeah, so there's a lot of good receivers on the free agent market, just middle tier. I'd say Juju and Galladay are probably the top two, but there's also Corey Davis, there's Marvin Jones Jr., Will Fuller V, who's coming off a suspension, but he was breaking out before that. So yeah, just a lot of good receiver options. Do you have any more predictions just with the receivers?
Not just with the receivers. I'm actually looking at the defensive end right now, but I'll let you get into that.
Yeah, we'll segue into that, but the PFF actually has Fuller going to the Colts, so there's definitely plenty of opportunities for the Colts to get a receiver. So
the Colts need targets. They need targets.
What about Hunter Henry though? Speaking of targets, what do you think is gonna happen with Henry?
I think he'd be a good fit to go on the Jags.
Yeah, that would be a good fit.
I think he'd be a good fit to go to Jacksonville. I think the Jags are going to pick up Trevor Lawrence with the number one overall pick. So I think it would be smart of them to get that big tight end target for a rookie quarterback. So, yeah.
You know, I'd say that's a very good option for him, but I'm going to say he goes to the Patriots.
I like that.
I think having Cam Newton at quarterback, just having more of a solidified QB room, will help that decision. And Bill Belichick just really, really likes Hunter Henry based on what he said before playing the Chargers and stuff like that. So I think he'll be aggressive trying to get Henry. Or Jonnu Smith, he's another tight end we could get. But I think one of those two guys has to go to the Patriots based on how much money we have and how much Belichick values those tight ends. And I really think it will be Henry. I'm pretty optimistic about that as a Patriots fan.
You know, the Pats have $60 million in cap space.
So yeah, they're one of and the top I mean, teams. And as I said before, an actual quarterback in the QB room now.
Yeah, so
they definitely which could help attract
have flexibility.
Yeah, for sure. So there's actually a lot of good old linemen too. Joe Thuney from the Patriots is going to be on the market, and he is very, very unlikely to come back. Teams like the Cardinals and the Bengals and the Jets who need O linemen should pursue him. And I think he'll probably go to the Jets. Do you know Joe Thuney?
NFL has him going potentially to the Bills.
The Bills. They've re-signed like two of their O linemen recently, and they probably don't have a ton of money because Josh Allen could get some money in an extension. So I actually don't think that makes very much sense, but
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I agree.
he won't be back with the Pats though. PFF has him with the Bengals, but I like the Jets fit the most, honestly.
Yeah, Jets just yeah, like the Giants, Jets kind of need a little bit of everything, you know.
Yeah, they need a left guard pretty badly, and they have the money, so I would like to see that. But there's also Trent Williams, who's considered by many to be the top free agent. He was absolutely dominant at left tackle this year for the 49ers, and I don't think he's going to leave the Niners. I don't think they can afford to let him go, honestly, after he was so dominant for their offensive line.
Trent, yeah, I don't really know too much, so I don't have much to say about that. But yeah, Niners need to keep everything they had together and just try to stay healthy and look forward to this next season.
Yeah, he's just
Personally.
an absolute freight train. He came back off of injury after being traded to the Niners, which makes me think even more since they traded for him, they've got to keep him. So I think Williams will stay there. So getting to the defensive side of the ball, Super Bowl champion Shaq Barrett is on the market after they didn't use the franchise tag on him. And so the Bucs are bringing back Godwin on the franchise tag, and they've already re-signed Lavonte David. So really, Shaq Barrett is that one last piece that they really have to re-sign. And I think with Tom Brady restructuring his deal, I think they get that done.
Yeah, no, I feel like the Bucks are trying, they want to try to keep everything together. I feel like that's what a lot of Super Bowl teams miss out on doing. They win a Super Bowl and then they get rid of a lot of players or people just get hurt. So yeah, I think it'd be smart to keep him and have Shaq on the squad still.
Yeah, I mean Tom Brady definitely wants to keep the band together with him restructuring his deal and already getting deals done with Godwin and Lavonte David. So I think that's big. But Gronk and AB are actually also free agents, so I don't think there's any way Gronk goes anywhere
Yeah,
else. I mean,
Gronk
he
ain't going
came
nowhere.
back for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, and AB, I mean, he's obviously very attached to Brady as well, so I don't think either of them will go anywhere. So I think the entire Bucks team is going to be back, which is
Yeah.
scary.
Yeah, no, I think out of the two, I definitely think Gronk is more willing to take a pay cut. AB for some reason is going to want like more money. But yeah, nah, they're both really loyal to Brady, and that's just what happens when you have a great quarterback on your team. People just become attached to you, so.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So also there's Bud Dupree, who tore his ACL after he was having a great season for the Steelers, and he tore his ACL and is very unlikely to be back in the yellow and golds. As a Steelers fan, what do you think is going to happen there?
The Steelers are getting rid of so many defensive assets. Like you got Bud Dupree, like you just said, and Mike Hilton too. Mike Hilton was a great corner,
He
edge
could be
blitz.
back.
I don't
PFF
know.
has him going back.
Hopefully, I'm not sure. The 49ers looked interested in him. I saw like a report about that.
That would be interesting.
But. Nah, I'm not sure where Bud Dupree's gonna go. I feel like he's gonna go to a team that has a lot of cap space. The Pats potentially. I'm not sure. The Jets. Jets could definitely pick him up. The Jets could pick up a few Steelers, honestly. But yeah, I feel like Bud's gonna probably go somewhere where there is a lot of cap space so he could get his moolah.
Yeah. I
I don't
think
know.
the who is I just thinking of? The Colts, I think, could be a nice option. They need edge rushers pretty bad, so I that would be my official prediction, the Colts. His injury definitely would give pause, though, because that's a pretty serious injury going into a contract year. But he's obviously very physically gifted, and he's probably not going to return to the Steelers with their current cap situation. But I think they'll have enough money for Mike Hilton, though.
Hopefully, yeah. Because just as Bud Dupree was, Mike Hilton was a great asset for the Steelers in the secondary. He just did a little bit of everything. I don't know what's going on with the Steelers, man. It's looking tough. I wish Big Ben retired, to be honest. I know we're on defense. That's what I say. I wish Big Ben retired, to be honest.
Yeah, that is something we haven't talked about, though, because they did restructure his deal, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a 1 year. I think they paid him a decent amount of money, which I'm kind of upset about, because dude can't even throw the ball past 30 yards.
Wow. That's tough. I mean, I don't really disagree with it, though, because what would they have done for their quarterback situation this year?
I honestly would have liked the Darnold Haskins Rudolph competition and just had a three.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
Had a 3-win season and just like looked forward in the draft. To be honest, because they're not contending for a Super Bowl this year. You know what I'm saying? Like they're just hanging on. They're like, okay, let's try to make the playoffs a few more years, but then when we get to the playoffs, it'll just be a wild card exit. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, depleted offensive line, Juju's gone, Dupree leaving. I mean, really the assets you guys have would be Minka, Fitzpatrick, and TJ Watt that you've got to lock up for the future.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, it's a pretty old team.
Yeah, they need a rebuild overall. And I feel like they're just trying to hold on to, like, what they have and just instead of, I don't know. I'm happy they're getting rid of Juju, though. I'm definitely happy about that.
Yeah, that probably is a step in the right direction.
Even though he's young, they got to get rid of him.
Wow. So, you were talking about Richard Sherman before. That's definitely an interesting free agent because his coach, Robert Saleh, went to the Jets. I mean, I almost think he could go there because he's spoken very, very highly of Saleh.
Yeah, NFL has him going to the Raiders, but...
The Raiders?
Like you said, the Jets... I mean, the Raiders is kind of a place where you go to have your career to die.
Wow, PFF does too.
So, but no, the Jets... Honestly, the Jets are kind of a team, just like... I feel like anybody could go to the Jets because they need a lot of assets and they have a lot of cap space, so...
I feel like both teams, this is actually interesting. I'm reading now that John Gruden, the Raiders coach, was like asking for Richard Sherman to go to the Raiders, and that must be why people think he's gonna go there. That's interesting.
Yeah, Richard Sherman. I mean, obviously he got in the last Super Bowl. he just got completely exploited with the speed.
Yeah.
But Richard Sherman is still ain't a bad quarterback. He's getting up there in age, but he still ain't bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's still very smart, high football IQ.
Yeah.
So I think the Raiders and the Jets are two very interesting options. Gruden and Saleh will know how to use him. So those I like that. So there's also safety Anthony Harris, who had 8 interceptions in 2019, I believe. And he's just a great ball hawk safety, and he's very likely gone from the Vikings. So PFF has him going to the Browns. I think that would be a perfect fit. I think he could maybe also go to like the 49ers, who need a boost in their secondary. If Richard Sherman's gone, they can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I think he could have gone to the Washington football team, but they had guys like Cameron Curl and Kendall Fuller step up at that safety position. So I would say the Browns is a very reasonable spot for him.
Yeah, the Browns kind of need a safety, so I completely agree with that. I think the Browns, if we could find out if Baker's going to be consistent, I think the Browns could like definitely make it far in the playoffs. I mean, they got easy wild card game. They had an easy wild card game against the Steelers, but still, I definitely think they could beat good teams.
Yeah, definitely. They came close against the Chiefs. So, with an addition like that, I definitely think so.
What about OBJ? I heard, is he, he's not a free agent this year, right? Or is he?
No, he's not, but you're probably thinking of, like, trade rumors.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to trade him coming off an ACL injury. I mean, I don't know what team would really want to take him. Yeah, so I don't see that happening, honestly, but getting him back will honestly help them. I mean, Juice, OBJ, Chubb, Hunt, Hooper, good offensive line in Baker, and an improving defense with, I mean, potentially Anthony Harris. That would be a squad. The Steelers would be in trouble, that's for sure.
Hey, man, the Steelers are switching roles with the Browns. Browns used to just be that fourth seed in the division. Now it's going to be the Steelers. But, I mean, I'm fine with that if they make smart moves. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's whatever.
So, yeah, I mean, I think we've gone through a lot there. Let's just do final predictions with the top free agents. So, for Kenny Golladay, I'm going to say the Ravens. That's what I'm saying.
I got the Colts.
All right, so then Trent Williams, I'm going to say the 49ers.
Yeah, no, I could agree with you that. Trent Williams is going to go to 49ers. I could agree with that.
All right, and then Anthony Harris to the Browns. That's what I'm saying.
Browns. Dog pound. All right. I can see that.
And then Hunter Henry, I am going with the New England Patriots.
I got the Jags there. Because Trevor Lawrence.
that's a good pick.
I think he could, you know, I don't know. I think the Jags like having a tight end too. Having a good tight end, so.
Yeah, and then for Juju, I am saying the New York Jets. Actually, I did have. Maybe the Dolphins, actually. That would be.
I think the Titans.
Now I'm thinking about it. I had
the Titans. Titans are just that gritty team. Like, they got Derrick Henry, a bunch of big bodies.
After losing Corey Davis, that would make sense.
Juju's kind of that yards after the catch receiver. He always trucks for that extra yard or two, so I think he'd fit.
I'm actually going to change that to Miami, though, because they need a slot receiver.
They do. Miami does need. Yeah. I think Miami's going for a receiver though in the draft, so I'm not sure.
That is true, but still, I think they could take Jamar Chase for the outside and then have Juju slot and Devontae Parker opposite side. So
I'm still
going to stay with the Dolphins. Yeah, that would be a good trio. But anyway, Will Fuller the fifth. I'm going with the Colts there since I didn't have Golladay to the Colts. What about you, though?
I could see Will Fuller. I don't know. I could see the Colts going all in on receivers. I could see him going to the Colts too, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see Golladay and Will Fuller going to the Colts. Because Colts just need targets. They don't have any targets, dude.
Wow, that would be something, that's for sure.
Bro, I had T.Y. Hilton. I had T.Y. Hilton in fantasy at the beginning of the year, and it did absolutely nothing for me.
So, he's a free agent too.
I don't know who's want to pick him up. He had a horrible year.
Yeah.
He
could be a good discount, though, like A.J. Green. Those are two veterans that teams could get pretty cheap. Mm. So, Joe Tooney, I'm going to go with the Jets for that one.
I guess I'll go with the Jets, too. I'm not really sure. I don't know. Jets or Bills? I'm not sure.
All right. And then for Shaq Barrett, I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, the Buccaneers. Shaq Barrett's an inside linebacker, right?
No, he's an outside edge rusher.
Edge? Yeah, never mind that. I'll stick with the Bucs then.
Mm-hmm. And then Richard Sherman. Ooh, between Jets and Raiders, I will go with the Raiders, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're putting a lot of people to the Jets, but I feel like as a franchise, you need to, like, you can't just go after everybody. You need to, like, have a specific. Like, you can't get a wide receiver and then a defensive lineman. You need to get pieces that complement each other. So, yeah, I'll go with the Raiders,
and they should go all in this year, too.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, those are some good predictions right there. I think that just about wraps up this podcast. It was definitely a good one. Talking about free agency is always fun. Thank you very much, JJ, for coming on.
Zero problemo.
For our third episode together, and there will be many more because, I mean, we're going to have draft season, though, and usually I talk with Cooper about that, who's been on the podcast for a long time, but I'm sure I'll have you on soon, and we'll...
Yeah, we could run a three-piece. It don't matter.
Facts, bro. So, you know, you should do your film watching for the NFL draft then, because that's really what we're going to be covering on the blog and podcast for the next, say, month and a half with mock drafts. I'm going to be releasing rankings on the blog, and we're going to have lots of podcast content. So that's always my favorite time of year, breaking down the NFL draft, and that's what we're going to be getting into for actually probably longer than a month and a half, because we're going to have reactions and all that type of stuff. So
yeah, it's a lot of talk.
It's a fun type of year for all that stuff. March Madness, too. This is just a great time for sports. MLB starting soon and your baseball season. So that's
just... Yes, sir. Dude, I've been getting back into conditioning, man. My legs are killing me. Because I've just been lifting, so I'm, like, out of shape, like, conditioning-wise, so.
Like, yeah, I think that's... Yeah, I mean, it's good you're doing it now, though. So, that just about wraps it all up. Go check out the Instagram, at American Sports Blog.
You basically
get everything you need there. Yes, that is facts. The Twitter is at American Sports N, and blog is at just americansports.blog in your search bar. Should do it. This podcast is also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Drop a review for Apple, like, follow on Spotify, all that good stuff. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Peace out.